everyone. Welcome back to the greatest song ever sung poorly. It's a karaoke podcast that is the direct result of when boredom meets fandom. I'm your incredibly kooky karaoke host, Adam Wainwright.
I'm the boring one. I'm Ed Kennard.
He is the boring one, but not on all aspects of life. Ed, you have very exciting moments in your life. I know you do. Tell me about an exciting moment you had this weekend.
I went to karaoke at the first dive bar I've been to in I don't know how long. And that was fantastic. My game plan going in was to not get murdered.
Good plan.
It felt like one of those places where like maybe I stick out like a sore thumb. So I started off by singing some Johnny Cash, Man in Black, to be like, please don't murder me.
But that is the ideal song for people not to murder you. So like, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, from there it turned into like a really fun night. Like a lot of things that got sung were unexpected. Saw some great stuff, had a good time. Had a very small bar tab, which is something I definitely missed about dive bars.
Yeah, dive bars are good for that. Like speaking from experience now in, you know, the city, the big city area, I appreciate a good dive bar tab or even a rural bar tab, honestly. Hey, Ed, you're underselling your experience a little bit right now to the listeners, and I don't think that's fair. You sent me a video of something that you witnessed and captured when you were at this dive bar, and I need you to let the listeners know, because I'm going to play the clip you sent me. I need them to hear what you sent me, so I need you to set the scene for this, and then I'm going to play it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to probably spoil some stuff by saying this, but we have a theme for tonight, and the theme is duets. And I was going to this bar to meet up with the people who were the guests on our show, but something came up and they couldn't make it. I wish I would have known what was going to happen and got more than 1 minute of these two guys who turned a song that's not typically done as a duet into a duet, and it was fantastic. They did a great version. I want to say it was the Jeff Buckley cover of Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. It could have been the Rufus Wainwright version. I mean, those are basically the same cover, but it was just it was mind-blowing, and it really goes to show that, I mean, you try hard enough, any song can be a duet.
It's true. And you know, we're here to blow some minds with this podcast, so I'm gonna go ahead and give you a listen. So just tune your ears for a second, and here's Hallelujah sung by two random guys in a dive bar in Western Pennsylvania. Like, seriously, Ed, when I heard that, and that was part of something that you ran into, because you were sending me, like, Snapchats the entire evening, like, oh, shit, am I going to get killed here? And, like, we are not in our element kind of messages. And then I heard that, and I'm like, wow, this is, you know, kind of speaks what we've been speaking to about karaoke, how these moments can happen anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I was pleasantly surprised. I was pleasantly surprised by a lot of things that night. But that performance, I mean, you guys just heard it, that was just kind of beautiful, which is not something I'm usually expecting from karaoke.
No, it's rare to get something like truly beautiful from karaoke. And the listeners are going to hear a little bit more from that night later this evening when we get into another song that was explored that will be introduced a little bit later. What we're about to do is the entire theme of this episode is duets. Like, Ed and I make beautiful music together on the podcast airwaves.
Functionally speaking, Adam has been the longest partner in my life, romantic or otherwise, 14 years of doing this, and my favorite duet partner, the one who I have definitely sang the most duets with.
Yeah, and that will never change. Never.
Never.
Never change.
You know, the other thing I like about duets, Adam, and something that you and I both do, is I like the fact that we're both egotistical enough to do duets by ourselves.
Oh, 100% we'll do duets by ourselves. Yeah, like clearly we both do one specific duet by ourselves a lot, and there are other ones we'll definitely do it by ourselves too. Ed, give us a good example.
Well, I mean, you and I have both done Angel by Shaggy. We both do that pretty well. You know, one of us does it a little better than the other.
It's me.
Nothing but a G thing. Let me ask you this, Adam. What do you love about duets at karaoke?
I love the fact that it gets two people involved in the night. I love that the fact that most of the time with duets, the people that are involved are creating a dynamic where they're feeding off of each other. And the dynamic, just the nature of that dynamic creates energy. So I love the fact that whenever there's a duet, there's an energy present that isn't present when somebody singular is on stage. It's tough to explain, but it's something that exists. There's a chemistry that exists. There's a dynamic that exists that just isn't there.
And conversely, is there anything you don't like about duets?
I mean, it depends on the song. It's always going to depend on the song. Like, some duets are just bad. And, we talk a lot about it doesn't matter the quality of the singer, but sometimes it's just tough to hear somebody who clearly can sing really, really, really well paired with somebody that just really, really can't. And it's not going to pull away from the enjoyment of the night. I'm glad they're still up there doing it. But at the same time, you almost have to empathize with somebody who, if you can sing as well as some people can in duets and you're singing with somebody who can't, they know. And you have to empathize with them a little bit.
The only drawback I really see to the duet is when you have that one person who sings a duet with every single person in their friend group so they can sing 40 times a night.
Yeah, those people are the fucking worst. Don't be that guy. Or girl, or they, or any of those people. Don't be that person. You know, I think duets at karaoke are an important part of it. I just had a revelation. I think it's so important to karaoke that you and I should fucking fight over what the best karaoke duet is.
That sounds like a fantastic plan. Are you looking for redemption from your loss the last time that we battled over stuff?
I don't count that as a loss and never will. And I completely forgot about that. And there's no historical record of that ever happening. So
no, it doesn't exist in our podcast feed or anything like that. It's definitely not episode 4 with Chris Smith.
Well, Chris Smith was a biased judge and I stick by that right now. And luckily, you know what? You're right. I'm going to stick by the fact that Chris Smith was a biased judge. And I'm pulling in two experts today on duets because not only do they love a good duet at karaoke, but they're also in love. So they're in love and they love duets. It's a perfect combination, perfect people to be a judge as we debate what is the best karaoke duet of all time. So dear, dear listeners, you've heard enough of us talk about absolutely nothing right now. You've heard enough of our opinions. Ed, what do you say we bring in and introduce our wonderful guests, Gabe and Lee, and we really get down to the shit tonight?
We really do. Let's go for it.
All right. All right. Cue the guitar riff. We're moving on to the next part.
Since we kick things off talking about duets, it's probably not a surprise that we have guests and not a guest tonight. Joining us tonight are a duet in their own right, and the couple that karaoke's together stays together. Please welcome Gabe and Lee Setra to the podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
Gabe and Lee, what's up? Are y'all ready? Ready to duet?
We're ready. We're ready, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready to Let's Duet. Do you guys know that song from Walk Hard? Do you ever watch the Dewey Cox musical?
Yes. Yeah, it's okay. A good movie.
Yeah, that's why anytime people talk about duet, all I can think of is the Let's Duet song from Dewey Cox. Like,
I've never even considered a song like that for karaoke. That's awesome.
Yeah. Ed already kind of filled you in on what we're doing here. I'm going to let Ed be the master of ceremonies here. So, Ed, you need to explain to Lee and Gabe, to me, because I don't fully understand everything that's going on right now, what your brilliant master plan is here. I know we're going to be arguing and there's going to be judgment involved, and I'm into it.
Yeah, but before we do that, I want to ask Gabe and Lee something.
Sure.
Adam, do you know what I want to ask Gabe and Lee?
Huh? So for you two, which came first, the karaoke or the love?
Yeah, the love for sure. Yeah,
the love. Okay,
we've known each other since high school. Yeah, so
we weren't even old enough to go to karaoke.
Yeah,
at that point,
we didn't start karaokeing until deep into the relationship.
So who got who into karaoke then?
I think we both karaoke'd separately, yes. Right? Because she went to school in Philadelphia. So I would like, me and my friends always went to a place called Nico's on Saturdays to karaoke in Pittsburgh.
Nico's recovery room?
Yes.
I've been to Nico's for karaoke.
Okay, yeah, we used to go there a lot. And we've done like some private karaoke parties and stuff like that. But yeah, I used to go with my friends in college to Nico's.
And I used to go with my friends in college in Philadelphia to the Trocadero. They used to have shows there and they had Skeletor karaoke.
Wait.
If you haven't heard of this, you should look it up on the internet. Skeletor karaoke at the Trocadero.
What is it?
It's karaoke hosted by Skeletor.
Oh, okay.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Ben Dumb, you know, the artist behind our theme song, a friend of ours and the guest on episode 3, he's the one who hooked us up with you guys. So how do you know Ben?
My band has played with Ben's band a few times, and he usually stays at our house when he comes to town. So just from playing music, I guess.
Yeah, it's rad. We love that tune.
Ben's awesome.
Yeah, Ben's great.
Ben was a great dude to talk to. Like what listeners didn't hear, because you know we only have so much time, is that Ben and I talked for like an hour and a half or some shit like that afterwards. Yeah. And he got real philosophical. Like, it was a trip, man. But I love the conversation with Ben. We love that song. We loved that conversation with Ben.
All right, let's move into the game, Adam.
Take control. Let's do it. Let's move into the game. I see we're having a nice conversation, but
you know. No. We got bored.
We're not here for a nice conversation.
Ed got bored, so.
No, friend.
Let's judge.
Gabe, you had listened to the one that we did with our friend Chris, where we did a party song elimination. Well, since the theme is duets, we're doing duets eliminations here. So instead of having a prepared bracket, I found a little spinny wheel thing on the internet, which I plugged in a whole bunch of duet songs. We've narrowed it down to 20 some songs, and we're only gonna do 8, so we're not here until midnight. arguing back and forth. Adam and I will argue
every duet midnight. Ever.
Yeah.
We're gonna let the karaoke gods decide which 8 songs come up, and we're gonna fight over them.
And since the 8 karaoke gods have randomly decided that those are the songs, the winner of a bracket will naturally be the greatest karaoke duet of all time,
right.
Regardless of what wasn't on there. It doesn't matter whatsoever. Yep.
Right. Nope.
Now there are the 8 greatest karaoke duets.
Yeah. We kicked a couple off before we even started. First one, we took Picture off. A, obviously that can't
You're
be
welcome.
The greatest karaoke duet.
We were gonna vote that one out. That's the worst song ever.
And B, I mean, we beat that horse to
And you death. Hear it at every karaoke night ever.
See, that's coming from somebody who hasn't listened to a lot of episodes of our show. Yeah, like that's beautiful. That's a beautiful opinion, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam, what else did we kick off there?
We eliminated If I Had $1 Million, because while we love that song by the Bare Naked Ladies, it's technically a duet, but it's mainly one person singing, the other person making snide remarks the entire time. So we had to let that one go. And Ed can explain the last one, and it's because of me this last one's not on here.
Yeah. Can you guys believe that Adam doesn't know Stop Dragging My Heart Around?
The Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks?
Exactly. Exactly, Gabe. Exactly.
How do you not know that song?
I don't know. It's a gap in my musical knowledge. We all have them, all right?
You'll probably name like 8 songs and I'll know one of them. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it was just a gap in my musical knowledge. So it's like Ed showed me the list. I'm like, well, there's 2 songs on here that I don't know based after listening to them. And that was just one of them. So we decided to let one go.
I also pulled off all the Disney songs just because I know how stringent they are with their copyrights, so I figured leave the mouse off.
We don't need no mouse anyway.
We should do Disney karaoke.
Absolutely. So we have a wheel. Adam, would you
see the wheel? This is awesome. I don't understand technology, so this is so cool.
Gabe doesn't work from home during the pandemic, so he doesn't know Zoom, he doesn't know screen sharing. I've been airdropping him things and his mind is like blank.
Yeah.
and to keep it fair, Gabe, how about you pick a number between 1 and 10?
Okay.
Adam and I will each pick a number, and whoever gets closer to your number gets to choose whether they go first or second.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna spin and just we're not gonna spin the 8 songs first. We're going to go round by round.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So Adam, I'll let you have the first choice of number.
2.
7.
Oh, it was 7. Sorry, I was reading the songs. There's so many things on the screen.
All right, Which makes it just like a regular karaoke night. So I'm going to give Adam the first song, and I will take the second one.
Yeah. Okay, let's spin. Let's go. Y'all, this spinning wheel's a trip. Like, I've done these before, but it's still a trip. Oh, yeah. Let's go, baby.
Do I know this song?
Oh, you do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we going to spin both of them, or are we going to want me to dive right into it?
No, I want you to dive right in.
No, I want to. We should figure out what the matchup is first.
Hey, you know,
Adam, you're right.
The first song, the wheel has come up with I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Let's see if I regret my decision to give you the first song. The second one that I have to defend is Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Well, Ed, it's been a fun first round. It's been good having you here. You're going to fiercely defend this, I'm sure, with the Evanescence. But the truth is, I've Had the Time of My Life needs to move on. Bring Me to Life has its nice, like, singing elements to it. And it has a little bit of rapping, if you can call it rapping. But I've Had the Time of My Life is an instantly recognizable song that is identifiable to everyone at the bar. It has a solid vocal range that anybody can sing it, male or female. And it gets the party moving. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing when those voices come together with I've had the time of my life and I've never felt this way before. You know it. Like, everybody, as soon as I started singing, everybody at home, Lee and Gabe, I saw you. You were a man. Yeah, that's it. You know the feeling that it elicits. You don't have that with Bring Me to Life. Honestly, Bring Me to Life's a little lifeless, Ed. So good luck with that.
Thanks, Adam. I will admit, I love the song that you got. It's fantastic. It's permanently etched in my mind with Dirty Dancing. You know what I've never seen anyone do at karaoke? I've never seen anyone lift their partner at the scene with the lift in the song. And I think that is you know, it's a drawback. If you can't host your Jennifer Grey in the air, maybe don't sing the song, you know, with your spaghetti arms. But but Bring Me to Life. Here's what I like about it. I don't know really anything about the song. It's one of those songs that means absolutely nothing. But what I love about it is a lot of these songs that are going to come up are going to be kind of treacly, like I've Had the Time of My Life. Whereas this one has like a nice female vocal and a guy just yelling into the microphone about needing to be woken up inside. And that level of sonic dissonance brings that harder edge, and it makes for a more interesting watch. I mean, I love I've Had the Time of My Life, but I'm a big fucking sap who cries every time he watches Dirty Dancing. Not kind of the feel that I want for a karaoke night.
Can I point out the fact that this is a completely random thing? We have 28 different songs on here, and the matchup that we got is between two songs that are I've Had the Time of My Life and Bring Me to Life.
So, yeah, I thought that was crazy.
That's wild. Lee and Gabe, the tough decisions in your corner, please judge us.
I will say that I don't even like to hear Evanescence do Evanescence songs.
Nope.
So I gotta give this one to Adam.
Yes,
if Lee
Adam,
agrees.
For sure.
That's fair. I knew that one was a
That was a tough setup, Ed. Like, that's a tough draw for the first round. I love the hot take of I don't even like Evanescence singing Evanescence. It's my favorite thing I've heard all day, so thank you for that.
So let's see what Adam gets this time. I love that sound too, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
The first song that came up here that apparently Ed has assigned to me, and I'm going to go second this time, is It's Tricky by Run DMC. So I don't know how.
And this is one of your songs, right?
No, I've never heard of this song.
This is like one of your signature numbers, isn't it?
It's our signature number.
Oh.
Let's see what I get.
You should put Sugar Hill Gang on here. That would have been an interesting matchup.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, man. This is going to be a tough one.
It's like the wheel knows. I got nothing but a G thing by Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Oh, yeah. You're first there, buddy.
Fantastic. Adam, you and I are guys of a certain age.
Yes, we are, Ed.
Yeah. By and large, if you really love It's Tricky, you're also of a certain age. It is a song that's dated. I mean, again, don't get me wrong. This is like if Adam and I have a song as a karaoke couple, it is It's Tricky by Run DMC. Not without a question. And the longer that we've done this, that light of recognition kind of leaves the faces of the people who are coming to these bars because, you know, it's from the mid 80s. Nothing but a G thing. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, 90s West Coast hip hop at its pure and most lovely. The other nice thing about this one is if you are talented enough, you can do this one by yourself. If you can do two different voices, it's a fantastic song. Adam and I have both done that. Yeah, but Adam, I'll give it to you. Defend that long in the tooth Run DMC song.
And it was funny. It's like you didn't even try there. Like the rest of the back is going to be like this. Like I expect more effort from you at some point, I guess, is what I'm saying. I'm disappointed in you with the way you just defended that song. Because you're right. It's the early 90s. And you might start removing it. But the fact of the matter is, like, when you're talking duets, you're talking back and forth. You're talking about feeding off each other in a room. It's Tricky's the ultimate challenge for that. So we're talking about level of skill and ability and stepping up to the plate and being able to really bounce and get a crowd going. Nothing but a G thing's nice to have on in the background. And you're right, it's a song you can do yourself, which if, you know, you got a Dre and a Snoop voice, like, it's nice to have in the background, but it's not as Tricky. It's not going to get a crowd, capture their attention if you can do the back and forth, right? Which few people can. And I guess you could, if you want to argue against it, a few people can do what you and I do, Ed. But the fact is, you and I can do it, and we can make it happen. And it's just, it's one of those things that instantly grabs the crowd. So, A, I expect more from you, Ed. B, Lee and Gabe, this is an easy choice. Like, yeah, I'm the only reason that Nothing But a G thing's on there. Ed didn't even put it on the list initially. So that's what he thinks of it.
I mean, I'm a bigger fan of It's Tricky just as a song in general. So
I love both songs. I think both are great songs. I do agree in general that Run DMC's flow is a little dated relative to especially that like 90s like West Coast sound. But as far as like just getting a party going, It's Tricky. Like you can sing along to the chorus of that song without ever having heard it before. Like after the first time through, you're like, this song rules. So I got to go with It's Tricky.
No. I would have been mad at you guys if you picked the other one. I mean, literally, that is like Adam and I have two songs that we have done with each other for 14 years. That's one of them. At the rate this is going, Adam's going to get like an absolute banger this round, and I'm going to have to try to defend a Lady A song or some shit.
Oh, would I pay to have that happen? Oh, man. Is this me? Is this song that's coming up me again, Ed?
Yep.
Okay, we're simply hip hop here. California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre.
I got Come What May from Moulin Rouge.
This is a big mismatch.
We should have discussed having one re-roll in there. Do we make a late addition here where we each get one re-roll?
Absolutely.
Okay. I approve.
Allowed.
I'm gonna save mine.
You're gonna argue yours. Oh, no.
Yep, I got this.
I'm gonna use mine right now.
Okay,
I'm moving away from Tupac.
So I will keep Come What May.
Okay.
And Adam,
all right,
now has to do.
Interesting.
I don't know if I can argue California Love after all the hip hop we've already done.
You just made it worse for Moulin Rouge, in my opinion.
Mine as well.
It sounds like I don't have to do much arguing here, Ed.
Well, what's your song, Adam?
My song is Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf.
Fantastic. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to defend this song, and I know what Ed's argument's going to be for this song, but I'm not going to argue that much because everybody knows Paradise by the Dashboard Light, and people know Meatloaf. They know the song. They love the song. There's a reason it's been around as long as it has, and it's so popular at karaoke nights. Ed's argument is going to be that it's too long, and he might have a point there. That it kind of disrupts, it can disrupt the flow of the night. But if you're talking about a song that gets people going, that it requires a fully committed performance, that features just ins and outs and ups and downs and things that you can love and just enjoy over the course of a karaoke night, Paradise by the Dashboard Light is an 8 or 9 minute song that delivers every single second that you're listening to it. Like, without a doubt, there's other songs that drag on forever and it feels like they're dragging. You never feel like you're dragging with Paradise by the Dashboard Light. So that's why I'm hoping that Lee and Gabe will grant me my own personal paradise with yet another victory over Ed in this round. Ed, go ahead and talk about how long the song is or some bullshit like that while you're talking about your whatever song.
Okay. I will point out that Come What May is a song that Adam specifically had me put on this list. So he's trying to front like he does not love Come What May.
Right, anyway, now I don't.
I'm actually going to say that Adam, you know, he might have taken some of my thunder out by talking about length, but guys, size doesn't always matter. The best performance I've seen of Adam's song was the sad guy who asked every girl in the bar if she would sing this with him. And when none of them did, he got up and sang it by himself and just had a sad, droopy dog face when it was the lady's turn to sing. That was the best performance of the song I've ever seen. Do you know why that was the best performance? It was shocking and new. I ended up clapping really hard for that guy. I wanted to buy him a beer, but he just looked too forlorn that nobody wanted to talk to him because he was a creepy weirdo. Come What May, much like my love for Adam, who I will love till my dying day. That's a belting song. I can't pull it off. I can pull off Paradise by the Dashboard Light. I can do that. Gabe, you could. I've never even heard you sing. You can do that.
I Adam just can, like a
Adam
week
can even do it. Adam can even do it. Come What, like if you do Come What May and you do it real well, that's something that people are going to get up and take notice of. Sure, it's slower. Sure, it's sappy. But God, you got to have pipes to belt that out and make it work. Anybody can make Paradise by the Dashboard Light work. Anyone, even.
It sounds like you're arguing for Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
It does.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing I'm never interested in at karaoke is hearing good people sing.
I hate it so much.
Hate it.
What I like about Paradise by the Dashboard Light is it has so many different parts that sound so different. Like we did it a couple weeks ago at like a private party and like, it wasn't even really a duet. There was like, I'm going to sing this verse. And then somebody else would be like, it's like, oh, this song's really long. So I'm tired of singing this part. And somebody else could just fill in and do the rest of it. And there were like six of us singing this song. And it was awesome. Yeah.
But you,
and
need, it's like, you need friends for that to happen, though.
Oh, right. Right. I got to go with Paradise. But yeah.
No, I knew that was coming, too.
I love how Lee and Gabe just bragged about how many friends they had right there.
The number was six.
Six.
And somehow still three more friends than Ed has.
I'm just gonna pout. Here, let's see what Adam gets. I sound so defeated.
Adam has used his reroll, correct?
I have.
We've been.
Oh, God. I got something stupid by Frank Sinatra and somebody.
Nancy Sinatra.
Nancy Sinatra.
There we go. Oh.
Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. All right,
this comes a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Ed, go ahead. I think you're first this time, right? Or my first. I've lost the thread.
I'll go first. That's fine. I don't think I've gone first once yet. So, if you know me, you know there is nothing I love more than that Motown sound. Diana Ross, she's the queen. She's the goat. Lionel Richie's great. Endless Love is not maybe my go-to karaoke song. I can't do that. I can't. But it does have the benefit that I know the song, whereas Adam had not heard Something Stupid until today. Because he's baby. But no, this is a classic 80s song. And if there is anything that does go over well in karaoke bars, it is songs from the 80s. That is, for whatever reason, the generational sweet spot of karaoke. It's a little treacly, but you know, you need that sometimes in a night. And man, you get a couple who's really in love doing this song, I think you're going to feel it inside. Even somebody who is as cold and heartless as Adam would feel that endless love.
First off, I would like to point out to everybody listening, and you and Lee, Gabe, that I've tried to remain above board throughout this entire process. I've, you know, tried to make educated opinions about my songs and the songs that I've been randomly assigned. And Ed just brutally attacked me for no reason or towards the end of that right there. So, you know, it doesn't have to include in your judgment, and it shouldn't as impartial, wonderful judges. But I mean, if it does, eh. So let's talk about something stupid, all right? Ha, get it? You know, I'm talking about...
Yeah.
No, okay. Just wanted to... Yep, oh, yep. I feel bad about that immediately. So this is Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra. And yes, Ed, you're right. I hadn't heard this song till today. I didn't. I had to look it up. I Spotify'd it, as one does, and listened to this song for the first time today. And let me tell you something right now. If you're talking about sincere, beautiful vocals... and a beautiful duet for a man and a woman to share on stage, there's nothing stupider than this song. And I use stupid in the like the early 90s way, where I'm going to get all stupid up on your ass way. Okay?
Oh, boy.
This is a beautiful song, and it's a lovely duet. And I have added it to my list of songs to perform at karaoke because I think the value of songs like this cannot be measured. We've talked about a lot of different songs tonight, but if you're talking about the love between a man and a woman, nothing captures it like Something Stupid. And that's what I'm going to say about it.
May I just ask one question?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, what's your question, Ed? Stop it.
What is the relationship between Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra?
They share in love. That's all that matters.
She's his daughter, and they're singing this song together, Adam.
You can't love your daughter, Ed? Is that
not in that way. Only in Alabama.
People can share in a platonic love. Damn. Who's the cold and heartless one, Ed? Turning this over to your corner. I can't deal with him anymore. Please.
All right. I will say that if a couple comes up to do either of these songs, this is where I'm going to be like, I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I did like Ed's argument. He kind of got to me with the whole, if you see two people in love singing this song, that it really could do something for you. I love Nancy. Not so fond of Frank.
Frank was kind of a dick. I get it.
Yeah. For me, I think I got to go with Endless Love. Because like if I'm at the urinal and I'm like taking a piss, like I find Endless Love to be inoffensive. But the other one, I'm like in the bathroom like, God, is this song going to be over yet? So how do you feel?
I have zero opinion on this.
Then we're going with Endless Love.
I will take my cheap victory there. If I may indulge for one moment. Hey, kids, it's your Uncle Ed here. You guys use TikTok and I don't because I'm old. But I will give you a banger idea for a TikTok video, Something Stupid. All you have to do is sing part of it. And when he gets to the point where he says, and then I go and ruin it all by saying something stupid like, you don't say I love you. You say, vaccine shedding causes birth defects. Or you say, science isn't real. Or you say, really, any current talking point. Dr. Fauci is being controlled by lizard people from Mars. Whatever. That would be a stupid thing. That would spoil it all. Somebody who knows how to do a TikTok, feel free to take that idea. I'll do it eventually once my elderly ass figures out how to do a TikTok. But there we go.
I think I could follow you on TikTok.
I'm sorry. There's one video.
I have one video, too.
Okay. Ed has giving me the rules. We've narrowed it down to four. Time for me to throw in a twist that he didn't know about, so I'm going to hit him with this right now. Lee and Gabe, you're the judges in this competition. So what we're going to do is we're going to add two bonus songs to the next round. So we have three. And we're going to let, out of the list that we have, and I'm going to read you some songs real quick, okay? And I need you to pick one. You can advance one song each to the next round. So the ones that weren't selected on our wheel are Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Summer Nights, Under Pressure, The Boy Is Mine, Islands in the Stream, Fairy Tale of New York, Empire State of Mind, Dilemma, All I Have, I Got You Babe, Cruisin', Need You Now, Light My Candle, Love the Way You Lie, Jackson, Shallow, and Wasn't That Drunk. So Lee and Gabe, you each get to pick one of those songs.
I will select I Got You Babe.
And I will select Jackson.
I Got You Babe and Jackson have been moved on to the next round, and there will be a showdown between those two in the next round. So Lee and Gabe, you're going to have to pick between the two songs you just picked.
Oh, between the two songs we picked.
Adam.
Yeah.
Time out.
Yep.
I would like to hear them argue their song.
Yeah, me too.
Time out. What I can do real quick is I can just I can make the wheel go back down to eight.
No. We're good. Oh. We're going to take six. So here's how we're going to play this, everybody. We're going to do the next round with Ed and I arguing, and then the four of us are going to take the final three, and the four of us are going to come to a consensus winner. Okay? So it's not going to be you two judging anymore. The four of us are going to have to come to a consensus winner among the three that we put into the finals. And we will argue about it and come to a consensus on the greatest duet at karaoke. So, thanks for contributing, guys. Look forward to your decision on that one. All right. Ed, flip a coin or something like that for who defends what song. You know what? No, I'm going to let you pick. The first matchup we have is I've Had the Time of My Life, and it's tricky. For the first matchup in round two. Go ahead and pick the song you wanted to defend, and I'll do the other one.
You defended both of them the first time very well. I guess I will go with I've Had the Time of My Life.
Okay, I'll start. You know what? I'm going to start with this tricky. My argument still holds, and I don't know what kind of unique thing I can bring to the table, but you know, Ed and I have always been kind of entertainers when we got into karaoke and settled into this. And there's very few songs that when I step onto the stage that I can engage with and I find the audience really engages with. And I've sang a lot of different karaoke songs over the course of, you know, thousands of karaoke nights, I feel like, at this point. And It's Tricky is just a special one. It really is. If your partner is willing to feed off of you, it can bring life to a night. It's a song that inspires people to sing. Because if they say, those two middle-aged white dudes can do that, I can do anything. And that's why it's special. Like, that's why It's Tricky is special and Run DMC is special.
You know who's the queen of 80s movie duets? Jennifer Warnes. I bet you thought I was going to go about with Bill Medley just because he was a member of the Righteous Brothers and, you know, one of the originators of Blue Eyed Soul. But no, no. Jennifer Warnes was in almost every love duet of 80s movies. She duetted with Bill Medley. She duetted with Joe Cocker. But this is her best one. And here's why. Here's the fun part about this song and doing it at karaoke. The lyrics are repetitive, but the parts switch. So there are times where you're singing something, and then there are times that your partner sings the same thing in the next chorus. I don't know. I really, guys, I don't have much. I really love the song. When I used to work in a video store in grad school, the people who worked for me learned that it would make me cry if I watched the part with the lift at the end. So I'm very sentimentally attached to the song, and they would actually put it on because they knew I would cry if I walked in and Patrick Swayze lifted Jennifer Grey. I'm a big. I have no defense. I really love the song, but I love both songs. So I mean, you guys pick.
I cry a lot, but I prefer not to cry at karaoke. So I'm going to go with It's Tricky. I think there's no situation where It's Tricky is like a bad choice. So it's like always just like totally rocks. So It's Tricky.
I agree. I never want to hear ballads or slow songs or sappy songs.
I love ballads, but
I'm always going to pick the more rocking song.
Oh, great. That's great to hear because the next matchup. Okay, It's Tricky. Got it. And I'm just going to let you defend something stupid, and I'm not going to say a damn word about Paradise by the Dashboard Light. I'm going to cede all of my time.
Something stupid didn't make it through.
It did. Oh, no. Endless Love. I'm sorry. Endless Love. I'm still going to cede my time. I'm going to let
I know enough about Gabe and Lee now to know that I will also cede my time rather than expend the oxygen.
Meatloaf is moving on.
There it is. Hey, Ed, this is my favorite round now. The favorite matchup of this round is happening right now. And I'm going to let you pick which one you want to do. I think there's a natural way we could do this. But I'm going to let you pick, and I'm looking forward to this debate about which one's going to win.
Okay.
Ed, which one do you want to do?
What are the songs?
They are I Got You, Babe, and Jackson.
Yeah, fantastic. I'll take Jackson.
Great.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to let me go first. Thank Absolutely. You so much, Ed. Wow. It's amazing to go first. Hey, listen, I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher is a timeless song. We've used that word a little bit tonight, and I think it could be used again. But I think when I say, if you're talking about a timeless duet, the first song that's going to pop in your head is I Got You by Sonny and Cher. This has been around forever and has stood the test of time. Even now, in the year of our Lord 2021, I Got You, Babe is still a song at karaoke where you can look at two people on stage and go, aw, when they're singing it together. It's an instantly identifiable song. And what I really like about it, too, is that you don't have to be the best singer to do this song well. Like, their voices are nice, but they're not great. We're not talking about complicated, like, runs. We're not talking about some of the stuff that's associated. Like, nobody can sing like fucking Johnny Cash, except maybe me and sort of Ed. But June Carter has her own thing, too. Nobody can do what June Carter can do as far as that country twang goes. The quality of her voice that she has. But people can sing I Got You, Babe. It's a perfect duet. And right now, we're not talking about what's the better song, guys. We're not talking about what's the better thing like to listen to. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what's the best thing for karaoke. And the best thing for karaoke is I Got You, Babe, because anybody can step up there and do it. And it's a perfect, aw, song at karaoke. Ed, go ahead.
You know, Adam made really good points. Anyone can sing that song. I tell you what, though, anyone can sing Jackson, and here's why. Karaoke is not about sounding like the original artist. I mean, some people do it that way. That's fine. Karaoke is about having fun. And do you know what? I Got You, Babe. It's very sweet. Like, you guys are going to be together through anything. The thing I like about Jackson is people do it as a romantic duet when it is not a romantic duet in any way, shape, or form. And I like watching that little bit of strife that comes with that song. That's not a couple that's happily in love. That's a couple that probably loves each other, but kind of hates each other too. I've been married, so I know how that goes. I just feel like it is more reflective of a couple dynamic than something that leaves no room for the difficult and tough sides of relationships.
Tough one.
It is a tough one.
Please debate this.
I think it's weird because Jackson is the song about marital strife, but Johnny and June were together forever. And Sonny and Cher are all like, we're going to be together forever. And then they weren't. And then Sonny ran into a tree.
Sonny Bobo
skied into a tree. I think I like it, to perform. I would definitely say I prefer I Got You, Babe.
I agree.
I think it's more fun to sing together. You can screw around a lot more. Like, you kind of have to keep up with Jackson.
Right.
But like, when you're singing I Got You, Babe, you can kind of like, you know, joke around and stuff like that. So
you don't have to be watching.
Yeah, you don't have to watch the screen. You can kind of say whatever you want. I think I would go with I Got You, Babe.
That would be my choice as well.
Okay. It pains me to vote against Johnny and June, but we're going to do it.
You made the right choice. It's okay. It's okay. So Johnny and June, goodbye. I do love, I would have ferociously defended Jackson and Johnny because I do love me some Johnny and June. But we've got it down to three now. I know where Lee and Gabe are leaning, but now it needs to be an overall consensus. So we're about to have a little bit of a showdown, I think, right now. A little bit of a throwdown. Because we're down to three songs. We're down to It's Tricky by Run DMC, Paradise by The Dashboard, Light by Meatloaf, and I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher, who's got it on the wild card. Right now, there's no more judges. There's three songs, four people, and we need a consensus. Who wants to start by making a pitch? Lee and Gabe, Ed and I have been talking a lot. I need you guys to pitch a song and convince us why we should hop on your team.
See, I'm having trouble with this because I want to say I Got You, Babe, but I'm kind of feeling Paradise by the Dashboard Light. But maybe not so much as a duet, more as like a party song.
Right.
So is it I Got You, Babe, because it's really like the quintessential duet song. It's like if someone says like pick a duet to do at karaoke, there's like four songs that immediately come to mind, and that's like the first one,
right?
So I think, yeah,
but I wouldn't say it's the most fun, but I agree it is.
Yeah, because we're not picking the most fun, we're right. picking the best duet.
Yeah,
so
I would say out of those three, that.
And I don't think I'm qualified to argue for It's Tricky because I don't think I could never perform that at karaoke. Right. So
that might be a problem too with It's Tricky.
Yeah.
Is that like it's not something that is accessible, you know?
Right.
I understand that point. And like this is something that,
yeah.
you know, Ed and I are just.
If there's one mistake I've seen people do at karaoke, it's thinking that they can get away with rapping because they're afraid that their singing is bad. Yeah. Without realizing that a lot goes into being able to rap in general or at karaoke. Yeah, it's a tough one overall. So,
Ed, what are you thinking?
I mean, right now with the three that we have, I mean, as much as I love doing It's Tricky with you, and here's a fun confession for podcast listeners. That's the one song I won't ever do with anyone else, ever. I mean, I know Adam's cheated on me a couple times, but I will not go other than Adam. I'm leaning towards I Got You, Babe. Gabe and Lee convinced me earlier.
I am leaning that way too, but like that's not going to make for a dynamic podcasting. Right? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eliminate It's Tricky, okay? Because we agree that It's Tricky. It's just, it's a nice special song. So we're going to keep it special by not making it the winner today because it wouldn't be special if we had to share it with everybody. But I'm going to call both of you out. I'm calling, that's right, Lee and Gabe, thanks for coming. I'm calling both of you out right now.
All right.
Because all of a sudden we're on the we give you an option, and all of a sudden because you picked it, you're on the I Got You Babe train. When before it was, we just did Paradise by a Dashboard Light and it was awesome and there were six people here and it was beautiful. That's exactly what you said for the first time. That was exactly like, oh wait, just a week ago we had all these people involved. It was
cool.
We also did
I Got You Babe.
Oh,
we all, anytime we karaoke, we do I Got You Babe.
Yeah,
apparently the Dashboard Light was a new one.
Wow, this is very biased now. Oh,
yeah. Wait, hold on,
Gabe. You seem like somebody who might have watched professional wrestling at some point in your life. Is that
I did? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while, but yeah.
You've seen when a match has been interrupted, you know, by somebody running down the aisle with a steel chair.
Yeah.
And saying he feels like he just got hit by a steel
chair. You feel like I hit you with a steel chair.
The steel chair of Sonny and Cher, which is now
here comes a chat
forever, by the way.
But the reason that we do it at every karaoke that we go to is because it's the perfect duet. And right. Paradise by the Dashboard Light is all about how they want to die so that they don't have to be together anymore.
Now they're actively campaigning against Paradise by the Dashboard Light. The early matchup was so easy for you.
Well, I don't remember what it was against, but it was against something I didn't really like.
I think it was Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, come on. Obviously, Paradise by the Dashboard Light wins that one.
So, wow. So running down the aisle right now to hit I Got You Babe in the head with a steel chair. It's Summer Nights from Greece.
Oh, okay. You're bringing. Wait, you can't wait. You're just doing this.
We just did
Summer. Yeah, absolutely. You surprised me. I surprised you.
We did Summer Nights 2 weeks ago, too, or 3 weeks, whatever it was.
Okay, you know what? I'm putting an end to this. I'm on board with I Got You, Babe. I'm not letting Summer Nights win this shit. I fucking hate the musical Grease, all right? Like, I'm not letting that shit fly for a second. I Got You, Babe. I'm on board. I Got You, Babe.
Great.
I Got You, Babe, it is.
I'm glad we've been doing it for the past, I don't know,
however many years.
So Lee and Gabe were able to stack the odds in their favor. I Got You, Babe.
There's two of us.
Is officially, and this cannot be debated, sorry, we already did all the debating for everybody ever, as the best karaoke duet. And I honestly agree with it. I'm on board with it. Yeah. I Got You, Babe is a great, perfect karaoke duet. So thanks for bringing that to the table, guys. And like, yeah.
And let's celebrate the fact that Adam won this time.
No, it's fine. Those are pity applause and I don't like it. But Lee and Gabe, you were the great judges, and you know, I guess great judges. I mean, like if you judges,
we didn't like swear an oath to stay unbiased. I mean, obviously, we were gonna pick the song we liked.
Next time we do this format, there's gonna be some kind of oath involved, and yeah. But hey, you know, we have you here now. You agreed to be a guest, so now we get to hit you with our best shot.
I'm excited about this part.
Oh, are you? Whoa. Yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking. Ed, Gabe's excited to play our game.
I am.
And I'm gonna kick it off because I want to have the positive ones for a change. Gabe, Lee, what is the best thing you've ever seen at karaoke?
See, I would say my best thing, I want to say like the funniest thing I've seen. Right. It was when that girl like attacked.
Oh my God.
So we went to karaoke with my boss, Chris, and he was he doing Smooth?
Yes.
And he was doing Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas, 1999 Grammy Award winning hit by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
And he can pull it off.
Yeah, he does good. Yeah. And this like super drunk girl came up and was like hanging all over him and like trying to sing along. And he just had this really great look on his face. It was like, and his wife was sitting with us. And he just had this look on his face. It was like, and he was like still trying to sing because he loves that song. And it was just really funny.
It's hilarious.
I love moments like that at karaoke. I really do. That's a good one. So what's the worst thing you've seen at karaoke?
Worst thing I've seen at karaoke. We're supposed to answer these quickly.
You know what? The worst thing that I
When you made me do Wrecking Ball 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, that was
that bad. Was horrible.
That was not the worst thing I've seen, though. The worst thing I've seen is when we used to go to Stinkies and there was that crew of people who like were really good and like knew they were really good and would just like stack the like list.
Yeah.
And like wouldn't give anybody else a chance. They just kept going up and it was so annoying and not fun. That's the worst thing I've seen.
Yeah, I hate a Mike Hogg too.
Yeah.
What is one song you would love to do at karaoke that you have never been able to find?
I feel like I always want something really
I wish that karaoke places had a bigger Ramones catalog. It's always like Blitzkrieg Bop or I Want to Be Sedated. And if you're lucky, Sheena is a punk rocker, but that's it.
I think I was looking for like Dead Flowers once and they didn't have it. Yeah. I'm like, I was looking for like some kind of obscure B-side. That's not a
that's not that obscure.
But it was like a B-side to something and they didn't have it. And I was bummed. I remember we were at Phil and Stacy's that one time and the Bon Jovi CD was all scratched.
Oh,
and
I couldn't do Bon Jovi. Couldn't do Living on a Prayer.
Really sad.
Oh no, the couldn't do Bon Jovi. Oh, oh shucks.
I would say in general, I would like to see more like Ramones, Black Flag in karaoke because I think it's super accessible to people. Like anybody can go up and do a Black Flag song. It would be super cool if that were like an option. Like, I would love to do a Circle Jerks song.
Yeah, actually, yeah. That would be awesome. So you're at a brand new place while traveling, so not your normal haunts and nobody you really know. You only had time in the evening to sing one song. I want to know, Lee, what's the one your go-to song? Gabe, what's your go-to song? And what's your go-to song as a couple if you can only sing one to make your mark?
As a couple, it's like, I Got You, Babe.
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
And I don't typically sing alone, so.
Fair. No, she only sings if I'll sing with her. Or someone will sing with her.
Yeah.
Okay. My go-to song currently would be Traveling Band by CCR.
So, guys, if you could magically strike one song from every karaoke playlist.
Be Caroline. Strike it from karaoke, I want to strike it from history. I wish the song never existed.
I would
like to like have some kind of law passed where anytime somebody wants to play Sweet Caroline, it plays Thank the Lord for the Nighttime instead.
All right, we're just like Sweet Caroline starting to gather as much hate on this show as Picture, and so it's gonna be, we're gonna have a show in the future and mark this down right now, just add it to our catalog. We're gonna debate the worst karaoke song of all time. And Sweet Caroline and Picture are our first two contestants. Yeah, the look on, just to describe this to everybody, the look on Ed's face says, yes, Adam, that's a great idea for a podcast episode. So look forward to that one in the future, listeners. But Lee and Gabe, you did great. We hit you with our best shot. You know the deal. The listeners know the deal. Now you have a chance to fire away. You can ask Ed and I any question you want. It can be karaoke related. It can be very personal. We solemnly swear that we're going to answer honestly. So what do you got for us? Hit us with, like, you know, fire away, all that stuff.
It's not karaoke related.
Okay. Oh, wow, yeah.
So
this is all game.
There's been a debate on the internet recently about whether after you poop, if you wipe standing or sitting. I'm a stander and Lee's a sitter.
I think all women are sitters. I don't know anyone.
I am without question a stander.
Yeah, you get deep in there, man. You got it. Yeah. It's like a standing squat. Yeah,
I need the leverage.
Yep.
I'm a sitter. I don't know. I feel awkward about standing like that with my pants down, wiping my ass. So like, I'm a sitter. I don't know. Like, I feel like that's strange now to be a man and a sitter when I'm wiping my ass, and I've never really thought about that before.
So Ed, as a stander, do you ever put your foot up on the seat to get more leverage? Do you ever put one foot up on the seat to get more leverage?
Up until today, I never have. But I promise you tomorrow morning after my two cups of coffee, I am going to look like the captain from Captain Morgan.
That's it. You got to do the captain to really get in there.
So just a message to the podcast listening audience right now. If you're not doing the captain after you listen to this episode, you're doing it wrong, is what I just learned. So wipe your ass while doing the Captain Morgan. And that's if you pulled anything from today, remember Sonny and Cher and wiping your ass like Captain Morgan.
Wow.
I joke. Lee and Gabe, this has been the absolute best. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
This has been like amazing. I've loved our conversation today. And is there anything you guys want to plug, talk about, a message you want to send to the world? We're going to give you the floor. So anything you got?
Anything to plug. You can follow my band on Facebook, facebook.com/photojoeandthenegatives, all spelled out. And you can just follow me on Instagram. If I get like so many followers, then maybe I can do some paid ads. That'd be cool. The Big Gaber. At the Big Gaber.
We'll make sure we end up in the description of the podcast and all the places to make sure it's spelled out correctly. Hey, everybody, go do that. Follow Facebook, Instagram right now. Like, we're not going to give you time to do it, but you're going to go do it right now. I just trust you as the beautiful listening audience that you are. Lee and Gabe, thank you so much once again. Ed, do you have anything else for our wonderful guest today?
No, guys, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Laughed that hard in a while.
Yeah, we really
very funny.
We really did have a good time, and we both sincerely like. You know, I haven't had a chance to like hang out with you guys and like sing at some screens, but I would love to do karaoke with you guys.
Oh yeah,
so we're gonna have to make that happen.
Yeah, we definitely will have to make that happen for sure.
Yeah. So thanks again, and we hope to see you singing at screens sometime soon.
For our karaoke feature today, this is some footage that I captured when I was visiting the Rock House in Butler, Pennsylvania this past weekend. Have a little Jackson, Johnny Cash, June Carter.
And I, well, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. And if you liked what you heard, make sure to go ahead and follow us on Twitter at SungPoorly. Send us an email at sungpoorly@gmail.com and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, CastBox, all of those things, the podcast feed, whatever your favorite is, go ahead and subscribe to us there and subscribe to us at your least favorite and your middle favorite and the middle to least favorite, the one that's in between. You know which one I'm talking about. I'm not going to elaborate anymore, but subscribe on all those, leave reviews, tell us how much you hate us, tell us how much you love us. We love it either way. Oh, also, friends. Tell your friends about us, because word of mouth, it's huge. And we have big mouths. So tell your friends about the guys with the big mouths that love karaoke. I guess that's where we're going with that. Just tell people about us. We'd love it.
We have big mouths that we will shove our foots in at some point on this podcast if we haven't already. We'd also like to thank friend of the show, Ben Dumb, for the theme song, Gasoline. Make sure you check out his latest project, The Ben Dumb 3, on Spotify or other music platforms.
And make sure you rejoin us in 2 weeks when we will talk about to someone who has won karaoke. He won karaoke? Ed, this he won, our guest won karaoke?
He definitively won karaoke.
Okay, so 2 weeks from now, find out what that means and how you can win at karaoke, because karaoke is a competition, I guess? Yeah, karaoke is a competition. You can win karaoke. Tune in for more details, dear listeners. And, well, we'll talk about that all in 2 weeks from now. That's it. That's all. There is no more. So until next time, I'm Adam Wainwright.
I'm Ed Kennard.
And remember that singing off key, it's still technically singing.